long as an extension cord.
Damn,
I ball like Jordan, and I play full court.
I play full court.
And if you're not my type, then you know I gotta keep it short.
Gotta keep it short with you.
Hey. What you know about a chick? What you got up in your pocket? What you spending when you shopping, dog?
Hey.
Why you wanna go flex like you all in the mix, like you got some popping off?
Hey.
I got some models that you see up in the movies, and they wanna make a flick for the camera.
Yeah,
wanna be Kim Kardashian?
Hey.
Heard I was living like a bachelor.
Woo.
I don't got no type.
Nah.
Baby, this is the only thing that I like. You ain't got no life.
Nah.
Cups with the ice, and we do this every night.
Hey.
I ain't check the price.
I got it.
I make my own money, so I spend it how I like. I'm just living life.
Hey.
And let my mama tell it, I ain't living right. Spend it how I like.
Yeah.
Sinning every night.
Yeah.
Push start the wheel.
Hey.
Brought it straight to life.
Kind of life.
Blowing on the. Till I'm out of sight.
On call.
I don't check the price. Do a swipe.
Woo.
She say, what you type?
Yeah.
I said, I like what I like.
Yeah.
I don't second guess.
Nah.
I just roll the dice.
Keep it moving.
Keep your 2 cents.
Hey.
Take your own advice.
Hey.
I've been living life.
Yeah.
Like I live twice. I don't got no type.
Nah.
Baby, this is the only thing that I like. You ain't got no life.
Nah.
Cups with the ice, and we do this every night.
Hey.
I ain't check the price.
I got it.
I make my own money, so I spend it how I like. I'm just living life.
Hey.
And let my mama tell it, I ain't living right.
No.
Red Dragon Food Pantry is now open for all students and faculty.
Done.
It is located in the basement of Hunt Union right before the Woney Station and Dragon Express. Monday and Wednesday, it is open until 2 to 7 p.m. Tuesday and Thursday, it is open from 2 to 7:30 p.m. and Friday, 2 to 6 p.m. Everything inside is free and includes food, snacks, feminine products, toiletries, and more. So whenever you're hungry, feel free to stop by.
Hey, so what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, nothing much. Probably just studying. How about you?
Well, I'll be listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
That's a great idea. Me too.
This is gonna feel real good, all right? Most dope. Everybody please put a thumb in the air.
Hey.
Money don't really feel like I do. And from the ground I built my own damn buzz. People was amazed I was still in high school. But now I'm out, and money what I'm about. Trying to get so much that I can't keep count. New kicks give me cushion like Whoopi. Keep a smile like an eating ball cookie. Everything good, I'm white boy awesome. Up all night, Johnny Carson. I ain't got a Benz, no, just a Honda. But try and get my money like an anaconda. Real, real long, across the country. Chilling in the whip, no cap can bust me. Driving to the stage, they applaud and scream. All them pretty little girls come and flock to me. Yeah, I rack the beat. But this is really how it goes. Mouth my words, don't say shut up, girl, and ride this. I'm just playing, let's have a ball. All we need is some green girls and alcohol. Hey,
Don't forget it when I'm wrecking the etiquette for the hell of it. Smelling it when the hell is lit, I'm flying in a pelican. Young, fresh, but I'm so damn intelligent. Girls giving because I'm acting like a gentleman. In deeper than the water, Michael Phelps was in. Finna have a party, baby, you can tell your friends. We the type looking right, still setting trends. Good job, I'ma get these dead presidents.
Chitty Bang, Truth.
Oof. Throwback. That song might be like 14 years old. But there are some teams that need to win this playoff series. A couple teams in the West, a couple teams in the East. Start with the East. Well, there's an obvious team. Cleveland Cavaliers. Yeah. if they lose against the Magic, one, that's back-to-back years, disappointing first-round exit. And then that means they have to trade Donovan Mitchell. But trade Donovan Mitchell for what? Like, who's going to want a guy who's a one-year deal, kind of a flight risk now, and he probably really wants Miami and maybe New York. We don't want him in New York. I'm okay. I don't want Donovan Mitchell. But so maybe Miami. And so yeah, it's gonna be interesting. Maybe Brandon Ingram, maybe whatever forward, because they've needed wings for a long time. So it's gonna be interesting. Like, but I definitely don't think the Cavs would be in an awful position. It'd just be like a swing and a miss, but not necessarily like a strikeout. Yeah, I'm gonna stick with the baseball metaphor for the whole segment. So just stick with me. So it's gonna be interesting, cause like, I guess you trade Donovan Mitchell, do you stick with the double bigs, Mobley and Allen? You probably trade Jared Allen. Maybe what I would do, move Mobley down to the center, hope he could play it, get a bigger power forward who could shoot, and then whatever wing you get, hopefully they play a little defense, and then already you're building this team around Darius Garland with like the proper like tools around him, which is size, defense, shooting, and guys who can catch lobs. So it's gonna be interesting. But they don't really have assets, so they're gonna have to gather as many assets they can from the Donovan Mitchell trade. So we'll see what happens. Intrigued in what the Cavs will do, but I feel like they will win this first series. So moving on to the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, I wrote this like a few days ago before game one, so they're probably not gonna lose the series. But if they did, hypothetically, how do you, like, what's the avenue of getting better? Because it's not the coach. They've had three coaches in a year. And then it's not, can't trade Dame. Because one, if they lose in the first round, Dame's trade value is kind of in the dumps. He's making a lot of money. Hasn't particularly came off his best regular season, even though he was really good last game, yesterday in the first half. So then there's that. If they lose, it's because of Giannis isn't healthy. This is back-to-back playoffs that Giannis hasn't been healthy, and they've lost in the first round. So we kind of don't know how reliable Giannis' health is. And then as the team itself is getting old, Chris Middleton hasn't been healthy for a lot of the season. Brooke Lopez isn't getting any younger. And outside of that, I mean, Bobby Portis is still prime-ish. Patrick Beverley is 35 years old. Like, they've reached a point where they're going to need to start relying on the youth, and they're not going to be ready because Doc Rivers doesn't play young guys at all. Like, because Andre Jackson has been sitting there, even though he's exactly what they've needed. And in the minutes he's played, he's always been something they haven't had, which is like an energetic defender who can guard multiple positions and even is a pretty decent playmaker. So, yeah, but Doc Rivers just doesn't trust him. He doesn't trust Marjon Beauchamp. So, I don't know. But, yeah, like, how do you, if they lose, how do you just say to your fans next year is going to be different than or last year is going to be different than this year? Because it's not the coaching, and it's not, like, particularly guys getting better because they're older. So, a lot riding on this first-round series. And then, I guess we'll go to Celtics. Celtics, this is it. This is the best roster they're ever going to get. A lot of swings and misses. No, a lot of swings. And to lose on anything less than a finals win is a disappointment. So if we get to that, what do? You're not getting rid of Drew Holiday. You just paid him. Not getting rid of Derek White. He's kind of like your X factor, like the key. Not getting rid of Kristaps, just resign him. And Jason Tatum's a franchise player, so that means you're probably going to have to trade Jaylen Brown. The contract is a lot. That might scare some teams because he's not like a number one. So, and then trade him for who? Like, who, what does this team necessarily need? I don't know. That's something Brad Stevens is going to have to figure out if they lose. And is Joe Mazzulla the right coach? Because I don't particularly think losing would be like a roster issue. So then you move to the coaching and it's like, well, we kind of just, we put a lot of confidence in Joe Mazzulla. We fired Ime and then promoted him after not putting up the best performance in the Eastern Conference Finals. So you just doubled down on a decision. And then, so anything less is like, kind of doesn't make Brad Stevens look the best with like picking head coaches after Ime. And they don't really have picks. So, like, the only way they could really, like, change the roster around is trading Jaylen Brown, and that's not necessarily a... I don't know if that's a popular idea or how much they'd get back, because there's not too many players that are better than Jaylen Brown that would fit on the Celtics team. So, a lot of question marks, a lot of things they gotta figure out. And moving on to the West. Ooh, I don't know which team I want to start with. Clippers. We'll start with the Clippers. Now, again, really good game one win. Blew out the Mavericks. Foot off the gas, but they figured it out. But if the tides turn and they lose series one, or round one, it's kind of going to be like deja vu again, where we're in a round one series and Kawhi isn't healthy. And if he was healthy, they probably would have won, but he's not. And in this case, Kawhi re-signed, so he's on your team. And it's not going to be hard to trade him, but are you really going to trade Kawhi Leonard? You probably wouldn't trade him unless he requests one. So that's that. And then, and I'll get back to the Kawhi Leonard part. But James Harden is a free agent. He's going to want an extension, at least 3 years. Do you feel comfortable giving him that? I don't know. That's a question their GM's really going to have to think about. And Paul George is a first-round exit from packing his bags and going across the country. To where? I don't know, but he is, because he's kind of a flight risk too. So then we get back to the Kawhi part, and if like in this scenario, Paul George, but the easiest way he could leave is just go to Philly and sign a contract there, because they have cap space. So then you lose Paul George for nothing, and then what? You re-sign James Harden, so now you're rolling out James Harden and Kawhi Leonard. Not the most reliable combo, not the youngest combo. And who's the rest of your team? Because who would be the third best player on that team? Norman Powell? Zubac? Been really good all year. The West is tough. So then, and now you're relying even more on Kawhi, who hasn't been the poster of good health, or the poster boy of good health the last few years. So, and like, then like, salary cap, don't have a lot of picks, especially if George does leave for nothing. Tyronn Lue is kind of like a foot out the door. There was like rumblings of him not even coaching this year. So like, it's kind of championship or bust for them. Guys are getting older. Everyone in that locker room knows this is kind of like the best shot they're going to have, at least on this team. So a lot of things. And then we get to Kawhi. It's like I said, deja vu. Can we rely on him to stay healthy for the playoffs? I'm going to answer that question, no. But do you have any alternative? Because are you really going to go into the rebuild? You're moving into a new stadium, and are you really going to start that new stadium with picks and like 20-year-olds? I don't know. I don't know if that's a good idea. So definitely need to win this matchup. And the Suns. Now, I talked about the Suns, how they're kind of on like a clock, a Devin Booker clock, for many reasons. I said this last week, so I'll sum it up. Or a few weeks ago, so I'll sum it up. Don't really have a lot of assets. Kevin Durant is old, flight risk, making a lot of money. He's not getting traded again. He's going to be a Sun for the rest of his career, probably. Bradley Beal, same thing, no trade clause. Getting older, injuries are really starting to pile up, making a lot of money. He's not getting traded. And outside of those two, Yusuf Nurkic has been fine for the Suns, but on the decline of his career. Injuries are a thing. Defense is not great. Finishing is, I'm rolling my eyes, it's not that good. And then Grayson Allen is the only other player you have under contract, and then Royce O'Neal, and the rest of the guys are just free agent minimums. So we don't really have a lot of like ways you can get better. Paying a lot of luxury tax, so that makes it harder to get better. So then, going back to Devin Booker, they're on the clock. Because either, oh, and by the way, this team isn't a championship contender. So it's either Devin Booker is going to request a trade, or you get ahead out of, or you get it, or you get out of, you get out ahead and trade Devin Booker to get to recoup some assets. Because roster as constructed, I don't know what the best you're going to get. And, like, if it's not the roster, it's the coach, which deserves a little bit of the blame. Suns fourth quarter hasn't been really good. Frank Vogel isn't. He's fine. Didn't really like the signing. But you're not going to fire him. You just hired him. So, like, for that team, how do you, honestly, like, how do you, like, motivate your fans to be like, this year is going to be different? I don't really have an answer for that. And neither do them, probably. So, but honestly, out of all the teams I named, that's the team most more likely to have that big question in the summer. So, yeah. A lot of stuff going down.
Situations at the door, so grab somebody and get your ass on the dance floor.
Let's get it funky, on up, on up.
young boy, ready to do. Ooh. If you take a chance and let me put them things on you, I can show you why I make them straight A's in school. I'm a hustler, just my frame and age. Got you thinking that I'm just too young to turn your page. I can picture us switching lanes in the coupe with you on the phone screaming my name. Mama, you made me 3 years older, but you like it.
I love it when you want to stop. One, two step, Sierra.
Now, Thursday is finally the NFL draft. I have been locked in for the last, honestly, I'm not going to lie, since December, the Giants, they weren't good this year, so I went straight to the draft. Been a lot of rumors, a lot of teams that could trade up, a lot of teams that could trade down. So it's going to be interesting. Going to be interesting to see where the QBs go. Sometimes I hear, oh, QB's going to go 1-4, which is, I don't know, it's okay for the Giants, because one, well, on the low side, it's no QB for us. Maybe we draft one in the second, but the hit rate on that isn't that good. And then, but if the QBs do go 1-4, we get Marvin Harrison Jr., possibly, which, if we're not getting a QB, he's the guy I really, really want, because he's extremely good. But he's one of those players that will come in day one and be one of the best players at his position. And we haven't had a good receiver in since 2017. Whenever we traded Odell. It's been a rough time since then. So, yeah, that'd be fun. But if there's a QB, realistically, I want Drake May. He's the best of the rest. Like, the best who's not named Caleb Williams. And honestly, any QB not named Daniel Jones is perfect for me. Like, and then it's easier to get a receiver in the second round, or we could trade for one. There are some on the market. Which leads me to my next thing. Hopefully there are some trades. I know Brandon Ayuk is probably going to get traded. The Niners GM has been like, oh, he's part of our future. Again, I am very fluent in sports talk and GM talk, quote unquote. He's lying. He's going to get traded. They can't afford him. So, possible Giant. He would fit the system. He does do what Ryan Dable wants our receivers to do, which is pretty good route runner, really good after the catch. That's Brandon Ayuk in a nutshell. So we'll see what happens. T. Higgins could get traded. Hasn't talked to the Bengals in like months, apparently, about a contract. So that should be cool. And yeah, gonna be interesting to see what like good team ends up trading up. Possibly the Eagles. I know they're looking for a cornerback. Maybe the Chiefs go all in for a receiver, but I don't know about that. They did sign Hollywood Brown, so we'll see. They do need a cornerback though, so that could be interesting. The Bills need a receiver, so they could get the ones, like the vet ones I already named, but they might want to get cheaper on that end, so trading up for a first rounder. Going to be very interesting to see. And I will definitely be keeping tweet notifications on. And anything. Teams I'll be watching. The Jets. For sure. I want to see if, because they could trade back. Could just take the best player available. Preferably a guy who can catch some passes. But then they could just take the best offensive lineman, because the O-line has improved, but they're old, injury-prone. So, and honestly, the Jets just have bad luck. So, might want to just draft one just in case. Falcons, Bears. Honestly, that 8-10 range, no one knows who's going to be going there, because they have so many, like, ways they can go. So, yeah. And the Vikings, because they've been begging for a quarterback since Kirk Cousins left, which was like a month ago. But yeah, they definitely need one. So we will see what happens, and that should be a good time. Next week, I'll be here with winners and losers. And hopefully, the Giants aren't one of those losers.
On the dance floor. Watch this. Hey! You don't even know, girl. Come here. That makes me more attracted to you. And I wanna see you breaking down for me. Yes, we in this private party. Girl, I like your body. But can you tick, 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 pop, lock and drop it? Cause I wanna see you breaking down for me. Watch this, girl. Something to tie your hair. Cause I'm a bell to ring down on you. I see you with your friends. You don't wanna get embarrassed. I know you see my bling bling.
Check out the carrot.
Tell me how you feel. Let's get up on this floor and do this thing for real. Cause we, you and me, can really break it down
together.
Watch me slide on you. Watch me ride on you. You ain't gotta say it. You think I'm fly, don't you? Cause we, Lamborghini breezy, or graffiti breezy. It's easy. Hey, I just want you to relax. And now my ladies pop, pop in, drop, drop in. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Freeze.
Girl, I've been waiting.
Yeah. just treat it that way. So baby, what you gonna do? 'Cause I don't wanna lose it. Come on, keep it moving. Excuse me, Miss Lady, how you doing? Your body looking right, you're the type I like and I'm pursuing. Can I get a little closer so I can get to know you and exchange names and things before the night is over? All I really want is for you to back it up, go on and put your weight on it. 'Cause it's all right, do what you wanna, make me believe it. Make me feel lips, gloss, teeth white. Apple bottoms, let me bite. Spend the night, catch a flight. We can do what you like. Feeling right, you're smelling good. Let's get this understood. Is there something you're not telling me? Are you the daughter of Frankie Beverly? It's the way you move, the way you groove. I'm a fan of you're the celebrity. She doing freaky stuff. Shouted, got me geeked up. Like Fabo, I got Play-Doh. Let me show you street love. Ow! To back it up, go on and put your weight on it. 'Cause it's alright, do what you wanna, make me believe it. Ooh, I wanna see you hit it, shout it, hit it, shout it, hit it, shout it, hit it, shout it.
Business. Need a homie who's a realist, someone who wants to find out all that I have to give, who can bring me what is missing. When I talk, she wanna listen, sitting patient, steady waiting for the day when I can't face it. The one that can love me for who I am and so much more.
Is it you?
You my bond.
Say that I
found the one. Gonna rest till I know for sure. So
baby, please believe me when I tell you that I need a girl.
Need a girl.
So come on, pretty lady, won't you holler back? I need a girl.
I'm gonna tell you what I need.
I need a girl that's gonna be my favorite. So if you love me, say I'm your favorite. So fine, I go, that's my favorite. So if you need me, say you're my favorite.
I'm a good man who ain't got a lot to ask, just looking for something I can build on. I'm a young man with a whole lot of cash, just looking for a lady I can spend on. So all the young ladies in every little city, when I come to your town, let me know that you're
sitting patient, steady waiting
for the day when I can't face it. The one that can love me for who I am and so much more.
Is it you?
You my bond.
Say that
I found the one. Gonna rest till I know for sure. So
baby, please believe me when I tell you that I need a girl. So come on, pretty lady, won't you holler back? I need a girl.
I'm gonna tell you what I need.
I need a girl that's gonna be my favorite. So if you love me, say I'm your favorite. So fine, I go, that's my favorite. So if you need me, say you're my favorite.
You could be my everything.
That was Trey Songz, I Need a Girl. Okay. Rap stuff. Drake has been dropped another diss track with the help of AI, Tupac, and AI Snoop Dogg. Definitely some mixed receptions. But I don't know, it was kind of cool to me. It's kind of funny. Because a lot of people thought, well, some people thought his first diss track was at AI. Obviously, it wasn't, because people can't tell the difference, I guess. But, yeah. He's honestly just been saying Kendrick needs to come outside, face the music. No pun intended. Yeah, we want a diss track. So Kendrick needs to get on it, because Drake, honestly, in like a week or two, he might just like let it go and be like, whatever. So I don't know. He got to strike while the iron's hot. But it's definitely been entertaining. Then you look to the left, and Quavo and Chris Brown are like a few business days from fighting. So that's that beef has definitely gone a little too far, I think. There's been some things said that's kind of been a little crazy, but that's been interesting. Taylor Swift dropped an album, didn't listen to it, but it has been selling pretty good. I think it sold like 1.4 million in the first day. Like, I'm looking in shock. I don't even know what to say. It's going to sell 2 million first week. Not surprised. I saw some lyrics that were a little interesting. So I'm kind of scared to give it an actual listen. But in due time. Anything else music wise? No. I don't think anything's been dropping. Oh, yeah. Well, I'll be here next week with, we'll see how the series go, and we'll see if anyone gets eliminated, because I'm pretty sure game 4 should be by next week too. So yeah, we'll see what happens. Thank you for listening. I'll be back next week.
Said she tired, little money, need a big boy. Pull up 20-inch blades like I'm Lil Troy. Now it's everybody flocking, need a decoy. Shorty mixing up the vodka with the liquor. G-Wagon, 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 G-Wagon. All the housewives pulling up. I got a lot of toys. 720S pumping, Fallout Boy. You was talking shit in the beginning. Back when I was feeling unforgiving. I know I pissed you off to see me winning. See the hit glue in my mouth and I be grinning. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. 100 deep when I roll like the army. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. Yeah, your grandma will probably know me. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow. Everywhere I go, catch me on the block like a Mutombo. 750 Lambo in the Utah snow. Trunk in the front like a Dumbo, yeah. Cut the roof off like a nip tuck. Pull up to the house with some big butts. Turn the kitchen counter to a strip club. Me and Dre came for the when I got guap, all of y'all disappear. Before I drop Sonny, none of y'all really care. Now they always say congratulations to the kid. And this is not a 40, but I'm pouring out this shit. Used to have a lot, but I got more now. Made another hit, cause I got bored now. Always going for it, never pump fourth down. Last call, Hail Mary, Prescott, touchdown, hey. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. 100 deep when I roll like the army. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. Yeah, your grandma will probably know me. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow.
yourself. Warning, reason, welcome in despair. Hide the truth from your soul.